dari Washington DC, Anda masih bersama kami dalam VOA Executive Lounge.
Masih di VOA Executive Lounge bersama Ari juga Dania. Sesaat lagi kita akan mendengarkan cerita obrolan reporter VOA Dewi Sulianti dengan Chef William Wongso yang baru-baru ini mengadakan acara demo masak makanan Indonesia di Washington DC.
Acara ini dihadiri oleh murid-murid sekolah masak asal Amerika yang nanti juga akan memberikan komentarnya mengenai acara ini dan juga makanannya ya.
Iya, kalau gitu jangan kemana-mana, simak terus liputannya berikut ini.
Saat ini saya sedang berada di Wisma Indonesia, kediaman Bapak Bowo Laksono, Duta Besar Indonesia untuk Amerika. Dan sudah bersama saya Chef William Wongso yang baru saja memperagakan cara masak beberapa menu Nusantara kepada para chef muda di Amerika. Halo Chef William, apa kabarnya?
Baik.
Kali ini dalam rangka apa nih? Kan Chef William sudah sering datang ke Amerika ya?
Kedatangan saya diminta Pak Dubes untuk menyajikan menu dalam special gala reception oleh Duta Besar Indonesia di Metropolitan Club tanggal 13. Terus di luar itu dari KPRI mengadakan acara demo hari ini untuk para student. Besok mungkin dari ibu-ibu dharma wanita dan ibu-ibu dari diplomat ASEAN.
Baik, dan menu apa saja tadi yang ditampilkan?
Untuk yang makan siang, ya ada nasi kuning standar, terus rumpu rampe itu khas Sumba, tapi di sini kita pakai kale dan jantung pisang, terus ada lempah jamur dari Bangka, terus ada cumi hitam Pekalongan, yang nggak boleh ketinggalan itu rendang Padang, sate lilit, selada Bangka, dan asinan Jakarta, dan juga kering kentang untuk kremesannya.
Wow. Nah, Chef William, dalam artikel 2017, nasi goreng Indonesia dan sate masuk dalam 50 makanan terbaik sedunia. Bagaimana pendapat Chef William?
Ya harus bangga. Cuman yang saya harapkan nanti makanan itu bukan hanya ditampil dalam rating itu saja, tapi harus bisa disajikan secara real di masyarakat internasional dalam bentuk rumah makan Indonesia yang baik.
Ada tips untuk para chef muda Indonesia?
Belajar teknis memasak secara internasional, buka mata selebar-lebarnya dengan cita rasa, kesempatan wawasan icip-icip secara internasional, kuasailah tradisi cita rasa masakan tradisional Indonesia.
Apa rencana selanjutnya?
Saya nggak muda lagi, pokoknya saya selalu mengajak generasi-generasi muda untuk bagaimana bisa ikut dalam bagian daripada culinary diplomacy, agar mereka merasa bangga. Kan kalau mereka ikut dalam kegiatan ini, mereka lihat orang bangsa lain itu bagaimana menikmati masakan kita yang mereka belum pernah tahu. Makan Indonesia masih misteri secara internasional.
Baik, terima kasih Chef William dan sukses selalu untuk
Anda. Ya, terima kasih.
My name is Danielle Wojcicki. I'm from University of Maryland Eastern Shore.
Is this your first time to come to the Indonesian culinary event?
Yes, this is my first time in any embassy and residency, and I love it. It's so pretty here.
How do you think about this event?
It was very educational, and he actually let us taste it in between his steps so we could taste the transformation, and I thought that was really cool. I learned a lot of how just a little bit of salt can change the whole flavor, and a little bit of vinegar and sugar, so I really appreciated it.
Okay, how do you like the food today?
It's good. It's definitely different than what I usually have here in America, and it made my nose run a little bit, but I love the flavors and the different ingredients that you could taste and different things that were brought out in different dishes. It was very good.
Okay, thank you so much, and enjoy your food today.
Thank you.
What's your name?
Rod Carrasco with the Washington Diplomat publication.
What do you think about this event?
I think the event overall, it's a great way for Indonesia to really promote their culture, their cuisine. Gastronomy has taken off in so many ways, and allows people to really taste little bits of the world that they're not used to. I think bringing Chef William Wongso to an audience in D.C. allows them to really open their eyes to what else is available for them when they go to Indonesia, when they visit all those different countries. So Indonesia is a big push for a lot of the things that they're doing, especially having the big meetings towards the end of the year being held there, is just a preview of what people should expect.
Okay, have you been to Indonesia?
I have not. However, that is on my plans, not this year, but next year.
Okay. And then, is this the first time you come to the Indonesian cuisine?
This is not my first time. I've come to the restaurants many times, and I go to the embassy a lot for a lot of other events. Indonesia is truly one of my favorite, especially the embassies, one of my favorite embassies. I go to many embassies, but there's something special about the Indonesian embassy, about the attention to detail, the infrastructure in the embassy. It's just, it transports you to Jakarta, to Indonesia automatically.
And what kind of food, Indonesian food, that you like or have tried?
I've tried many. I don't think I've tried the extent that I will try it in the next few minutes, but it's just a very unique flavor. It's kind of hard to narrow it down because you get senses from every taste bud available. So,
okay, thank you. Well, enjoy.
Thanks. Thank you.
You're welcome. Direct from Washington.